The Tale of the Lion's Whisker. In beautiful Ethiopia, a new boy moved into Leah's village. Leah did everything she could think of to become friends, but try as she might, she could not seem to connect with him. No matter what Leah did, he turned away. Now, in Leah's village, there lived a famous healer who was renowned for his wisdom. It was known that when anyone in the village was sick or hurt, the medicine man would help. As Leah arrived at the healer's hut, she saw that the door was open. "What's the problem?" he asked. Leah introduced herself and explained her concerns about the new kid.
"Ah, yes, that is a problem," the old man said.
"But what do you want me to do about it?"
"Could you help me?" Leah asked.
"This is not a simple thing. I am going to need some time to think. Come back in 3 days."
After 3 days, Leah went to him again.
"Hello, Leah."
The old man smiled when Leah returned.
"I have good news for you. I can help. I need a special ingredient. You must bring a whisker from a lion."
"That's impossible. To help your new friend," said the medicine man, "bring me a lion's whisker." That night, all Leah could do was think about how to get a whisker from a lion. The next morning, Leah carried a bowl of rice and gravy to a shady grove where a lion was known to live. As quietly as she could, Leah walked a safe distance from the shady tree and gently set the bowl down on the ground. Then, as quietly as she could, she walked back home. The next morning, Leah brought another bowl to the shady tree. She smiled as she saw the first was empty. Leah leaned down and traded the empty bowl for the full one. Again, she left just as quietly as she had come. Every day, Leah brought a fresh bowl. It went on this way for a few months, until one day, she spotted the lion peeking from behind the trees. She made sure not to look the big cat in the eye and picked up the empty bowl and replaced it with the full one. The lion had seen her, but she didn't dare look at it. Each day, Leah watched the lion peek from a closer tree. Then, one morning, to Leah's surprise, she came to the grove to see the lion with his bowl. This time, instead of walking home, Leah sat down to watch. When the lion was finished his breakfast, Leah was able to pet his soft fur, just like a house cat. Leah smiled and looked into the cat's big, gentle eyes.
"Actually, you are a rather friendly creature, once I got to know you," Leah said softly to the cat.
The lion waited every morning, and when he finished his breakfast, he allowed Leah to pet him. Finally, Leah thought she was ready to get the whisker. When he finished his meal, he allowed Leah to pet him. As she stroked the soft fur, Leah carefully used her knife to reach around and snip a whisker. At the hut, the old man accepted the whisker and tossed it in the fire where it burned to a crisp.
"Why?" Leah cried. "After all I did to get it."
"Leah," the old man said gently, "you don't need a whisker. Tell me, is this child more intimidating than a lion? If a lion accepts your patience and loving care, don't you think that a lonely boy will too? You just have to be kind and he will see that you can be good friends."
"You're right,"
Leah smiled. She knew how to become friends with a new boy.